Hi there. The word for you today is on mighty men and women of God. In 1 Chronicles 12, verse 38, we read, "All these men of war were of one mind to make David king." We talked about this yesterday. Now, let's look at King David's army. They understood the situation and had wisdom to deal with it. This is what it says. "The sons of Issachar had understanding of the times, and they knew what Israel ought to do." Isn't that great? You're not just called to avoid the world or to denounce it. You're also called to engage it and say, here's God's solution to your problem. Jesus promised, "I will give you words of wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict." What a promise. When you walk with the Lord, you won't just see what's happening around you. That's easy. He will tell you what to do about what's happening around you. That's the challenge. Furthermore, when you're going the wrong way, he'll actually redirect you onto the right path. In Acts 16, verse 7, we have an illustration of this. We read, "They tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of God did not permit them." That night, God gave Paul a vision, directing him to go to Macedonia and preach. God even gave Paul a warning that the ship he was on was heading into a storm and that it would result in great loss. Unfortunately, nobody on board would listen. God not only told Joseph how to prepare for 7 years of famine and recession, he actually told Joseph how to prosper and come out of it stronger. A lot of us have discovered that if we simply follow the advice of people, bankers, brokers, financial experts, and don't consult God, it can cost you dearly. Here's my thought. Stop compartmentalizing your Christianity or confining it to Sunday mornings in church. The Bible says, Proverbs 2, verse 6, here's a great verse, "The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And isn't that what you want?